Ruben Scoots, thank you so much for joining me on 2SER this morning.
Hi, Stefan. Absolute pleasure.
Okay, so you're making a tourbillon watch by hand. Why don't you tell us about these mechanical watches and how are they different from other watches and why are they so difficult to make by hand?
Well, that's a great question. Well, first of all, the mechanical watches, all the watches we're used to nowadays are battery-operated quartz watches. But not so long ago, before the mass manufacturing of watches began, it was actually up to individual craftsmen and small teams of craftsmen to make mechanical timepieces virtually by hand. And the tourbillon that I'm actually making is quite a special mechanism in that the tourbillon is a complication that rotates the device called the escapement, which is responsible for the watch's release or the controlled release of the watch's power to give you the reading of time. And the tourbillon's job is actually to carry the whole entire escapement mechanism through 360 degrees over a set period of time, such as a minute or every 5 minutes, in an attempt to reduce gravity's effect on timekeeping.
So why are these tourbillon watches so difficult to make by hand?
The tourbillon complication is quite a difficult mechanism to make. Mainly being that in the carriage itself, there's roughly 100 individual components. And to give you an idea of the scale, some of the screws that are in the mechanism itself are 0.3 millimetres.
Wow. So tiny, tiny, tiny stuff. You had no experience as a watchmaker when you sort of decided to undertake this project. Why did you decide that you were going to take on such a challenge to build this watch by hand?
Following a travel to South America in 2015, I became quite ill. I contracted a few tropical viruses and a parasite, and I had quite a bit of downtime where I was chronically fatigued and I spent a lot of time in bed. And during this time, I really spent an awful amount of energy just deep thinking and reconsidering, you know, if I was to come back to health, what would I like to do with my life? What would be the number one thing that I would most like to do? And watchmaking came across my thoughts and came into mind, and I decided that I would take on the enormous challenge of making an entire mechanical watch, every single component, by hand.
And how did you come across watchmaking in the first place?
Well, I'd always been surrounded with mechanics and engineering and mechanisms. I was fortunate enough to apprentice my father growing up. We restored a 1961 Triumph sports car. That was sort of my initiation into mechanics. And then when I was 8 or 9 years old, I saw inside of a carriage clock. I looked at the mechanism and it inspired a great sense of awe. And it wasn't until all these years later that horology came back into my life. And it was during the time that I was sick that a good friend of mine, he actually showed me his mechanical watch, and he's an engineer. And we spoke at length about the mechanism, the function, and both just sat there in awe of the intricacy of these tiny little parts and mechanism, you know, each and every component autonomously ticking away to give you the time.
Mm. And so what are sort of some of the skills you had to learn in the process of making this watch, and how did you go about learning all these different skills? Because I'm sure it's just extremely complex, and perhaps the literature out there, or, you know, there's not a bunch of YouTube videos out there that you can just go to make 100 different parts that are up to 0.3 of a millimeter and things like that.
That's another good question. I initially began my search being, you know, in my 20s, I was very used to being able to just search up on the internet and find the answers to just about anything that I wanted. And one thing that I noticed with watchmaking, and potentially something that sparked my intrigue even further, was the fact that there was virtually no information on how to make a watch online. So I began studying and acquiring old books all the way back from the 19th century. And then I stumbled upon a great watchmaker by the name of George Daniels. And George actually wrote a treatise on watchmaking. So it was that book that really, in there, that's no doubt the most valuable resource to anyone wanting to make a watch.
And so what have been some of the biggest challenges of making this watch along the way? And has it sort of been moments of real frustration? I assume that with something like this, with a project of such a actually a small scale, but such a big magnitude in terms of the time and the skills required. You know, do you get frustrated, and is it really challenging, and how do you sort of go about overcoming these challenges mentally?
Absolutely. Look, when I first began my journey, I didn't realize how much patience I was actually going to need to have to complete a project of this magnitude. I think the naive nature of the beginner sets them off on their path, but then you're very quickly met with the reality of things. And some components in the watch I've made up to 20 times before having a successful part that's wow. made. And there's one or two parts in particular in the escapement, the mechanism responsible for the release of the watch's power, that are very small and very complex to make. And one of them, the escape wheel, it took me 3 months to make the wheel successfully.
Wow. Obviously, this has been a long journey for you. What do you think has this journey and the process of making this watch has brought to your life? What have you got out of it the most?
The journey of watchmaking has opened many doors for me. I've made some incredible connections, and I've discovered an awful lot about, you know, an ancient art, an ancient trade. But truly the most beneficial thing for me has personally been my personal growth. You know, when you're trying to make these minute components under a microscope by hand and you fail 10 or 11 times, and, you know, maybe each time it takes you 1 or 2 weeks to make the individual component. For me, the biggest thing I've gained is just being able to, you know, center myself and relax, let go, not be attached to the ideal of the goal or have an expectation on the goal, and just enjoy the process.
Yeah, right. And how far off are you? How close is the watch to completion?
The mechanism itself, the movement is very close. There's only a couple of components left. But once the movement is made, of course, then comes the case, the dial, the hands, the key, the chain.
Right.
So I think I'll have at least another 12 months ahead of me.
Wow. Okay. And, I mean, it's hard to project this far into the future now that you're still 12 months off making this watch, but do you see watchmaking as being something you'll continue as either a career or as a hobby or a passion as you go forward?
Absolutely, most definitely. My full-time career for the last 2 years, after I began my watchmaking journey 3 years ago, but 1 year into the piece, I've began my business in antique clock repairs, mm-hmm. and horology is definitely a mainstay in my life, and I'm in the conversation with some collectors, and I'm most definitely looking to have watches made in the future, handmade watches right here in Australia.
Awesome. And Ruben, how can people follow your journey and the process of completing this watch?
The best place to follow the journey and interact with my work is on Instagram. Mm-hmm. My Instagram is ruben.scoots. That's R-E-U-B-E-N. S-C-H-O-O-T-S on there as watchmaker. I also have a YouTube channel under my name as well, but Instagram is the best outlet for that.
Okay, great. Well, Ruben, it's a fascinating process, and it's such a unique thing to dedicate years and years of your life to, and thank you so much for joining me and sharing your story.
A real pleasure, Stefan. Thanks for having me on.